Country Bob FM. Typical clown show that is the Bob Almanac. Again, we'll do the Almanac quiz. Let's play the Almanac quiz right now. It's Almanac quiz right now. Put your thinking caps on tight. Think of Almanac info with all your might.
Very nice.
That's an old song. Remember the Heinz and Berglund show back on the old WLOL? They had their breakfast quiz. This is the Almanac quiz. Kind of similar. I remember I used to listen to that as the bus was coming up the road, and I tried to win. I never did.
Well, you tried, though.
I tried. That's all you can ask. We did our best.
Battling, yeah.
Thursday, February 20th, 51st day of the year, 315 left to go. 1839, the U.S. Congress prohibited dueling in the District of Columbia. Alexander Hamilton wished they would have done that before he and Aaron Burr had dueled.
Yes.
Because Burr beat out Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
And just think of that time. There was a time when if you had a disagreement with somebody, you'd pick up your guns, you'd go somewhere, and you'd duel it out. Who was the quickest draw?
Right. Or the better shot.
Or better shot.
Work out sometimes. Yeah. I challenge you, sir,
well,
to
that's a
duel.
It's a good combination. Quick draw and
accuracy.
If you had those two things, you'd think that you would probably win. Like quick draw McGraw.
Right.
Although El Cabong could be there playing his guitar.
Tried Matt Dillon on for size.
19. Was he pretty good at draws?
He was good.
Was he good? Quick.
Yeah.
Was he rifleman quick?
Well, rifleman was a, you know, he used the lever action Winchester.
That's right. It's a whole different game.
Yeah, a little different.
That's apples and oranges when it comes to dueling.
It really is.
So 1937, this date, it was the first automobile airplane combination tested. An automobile that roads where we're going, we don't need roads. Santa Monica, California. And I looked it up, and there are cars that are actually also airplanes that are road and street legal. You just have to take it to an airport to take off. You can't use, like, you know, Highway 65 or Highway 101 to all of a sudden decide you're going to fly and get up and get airborne. So you can drive this vehicle with the wings all kind of folded in, and that is street legal, at least in this state that I was reading about. But then you'd fly it, drive it over to the airport, and then you'd fly it, and you'd drive it back home. It looks kind of neat. One of them was selling for only $10,000.
James Bond used to have one of them.
Well, yes, and that, of course, is real.
Yeah.
1944, the Batman and Robin comic strip appeared in newspapers for the first time. Batman had been around for a while.
Right.
And then he got his good old buddy, his old chum, Dick Grayson, to become Robin.
Right.
That was his date, 1944. 1962, space.
All recorders too fast. T minus 18 seconds and counting engine start.
May the wee ones be with you, Thomas.
Good Lord, ride all the way.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
Can you hear John Glenn's heartbeat there?
10, 9.
Kind of sounds like the heartbeat of rock and roll. The heart of rock and roll is still beating, and John Glenn this date, Godspeed, he orbited the Earth, first American to do so. He went around the world, 4 hours, 55 minutes. He orbited 3 times, first American. He was, of course, in the Friendship 7 Mercury. That was part of the Mercury program, Neil.
Right.
What does Godspeed mean? Can you define that for me? It means best of luck.
I guess.
God be with you. Vaya con Dios.
I don't remember God as a sprinter.
Well,
in the Bible.
Speed. You got to know that he has speed.
Well, I guess so.
1978 in the squared circle, a little wrestling.
Wait a minute. Bob back with that superstar Billy Graham in the air. There may not be an escape for Graham. He's in the middle of the ring. Atomic Diva. Down to the canvas. Black and covered player. 1, 2, and 3.
It's Bedlam.
Princeton's own Bob Backlund with the atomic drop. He beats superstar Billy Graham this date.
Wow.
1978 for the WWF, as it was known then, World Heavyweight Championship.
You've interviewed Bob.
Yeah, he was in this studio
a couple of years ago.
He's got a new book out, and he's from Princeton, Minnesota, multiple-time champion. People loved him. And then later on that year, Billy Graham would challenge Bob Backlund to a Sicilian stretcher match. The Sicilian stretcher match.
Hold it.
Later on in 1978. You don't want to get yourself caught in the Sicilian stretcher. I mean, I tell you what, Backlund almost won it earlier in the match on the abdominal stretch.
Oh, my gosh.
But when you get into the Sicilian stretcher, it's like the Cobra Clutch. It's pretty much unbreakable.
I've heard of the Indian leather strap death match.
1987.
Mrs. Reagan, thank you. What a nice way to start the morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm David Hartman.
And I'm Joan Lennon. It is Friday, February the 20th, a special day for all of us here at Good Morning America. It is, of course, the day that we say goodbye to David after his 11 years and 4 months, not that he's counting, as a really vital part. That's right.
He should have been there longer. When I grew up, the voice of the mornings on TV was David Hartman.
Yes. I remember him as an actor, you know, before he got into... The role in
name
the news
some
program.
Of David name same some of David Hartman's acting.
He had a
was he on a show?
He had a regular for the last year or two of the Virginian. He was a part of the Shiloh Ranch. Yeah,
let's remember another actor here today.
Would you mind knocking before you pop in?
You're on your way to work.
I am. And somehow you showing up makes it all seem worthwhile.
He was known as the first Darren. Dick York passed away on this date. I believe it was from emphysema.
Yeah, I think he was a heavy smoker.
And, you know, at that point in time, you would think that Elizabeth Montgomery would just be able to blink her eyes.
Right.
Or do her little nose thing. She was the nose thing. Right. Jeannie was the eyes.
Yes.
And Bewitched. Samantha Stevens was with the nose. Could not get rid of lung cancer with just a twinkle of the nose. So that was 1992, 98.
The program is more difficult, and the judges reward that difficulty. 5-9. Oh, my God.
The 1998 Olympics in Nagano, Japan. Tara Lipinski, this date. There it is. Listen to the joy in Scott Hamilton's voice, Neil.
With one skater left.
She wins the gold medal at 15, Neil. That's the youngest ever to do so.
Do you think she weighed maybe 70, 75 pounds?
I mean, even I could skate if I only weighed 70 pounds.
Unbelievable
Tara
how little she was.
You know, she did a triple loop combination. That's what won it for.
It's not hard. It's not easy to do.
No, not at all. That was in 98. In the news in 2003.
Some sparks started flying around, and then the place just went up. And everybody just tried to get out, and they were jumping out the windows and out the front door. There were people on fire.
We ran towards the back exit where we were, and the smoke like overcame us.
It was a tragic scene in Rhode Island, West Warwick. This is the reason why when I go to a concert and I ask, first thing I ask before I buy tickets, will there be indoor pyrotechnics? Mm-hmm. They say yes. I say no, thank you. 100 people were killed. Jeez. At this nightclub. The Station, it was called The Station, burst into flames. Great White was there.
Yeah.
Once bitten, twice shy.
Mm-hmm.
And they were using pyrotechnics, started the ceiling on fire, and the whole thing burned down. They didn't have proper fire exits. And again, 100 people dead.
Very sad.
And then this date 4 years ago.
All right, Beatles memorabilia always brings in major bids for collectors. What about a lock of John Lennon's hair? Well, the largest lock of John Lennon's hair ever offered is about to hit the auction block. It was cut in preparation.
Did you know John Lennon's hair could actually sing better than Yoko Ono?
After hearing that Yoko Ono clip we played, yes,
so
I believe
that
it.
Was Tate 4 years ago. $35,000. They got some hair from John Lennon sold on the old auction in Texas. That's some good money. That's some good jing there.
Yeah, it is.
Birthdays now.
Well, we have this problem. I fell in love with your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And as incredible as it may seem, she fell in love with me.
Guess who's coming to dinner? Well, it's Sidney Poitier. Mm-hmm. You can come to my house anytime.
Sure.
He is 93. You know him better as...
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
In the heat of the night. He is Sidney Poitier, still with us at 93. One of the great goal scorers in the history of the National Hockey League. He's a Hall of Famer. He's Phil Esposito. His brother Tony was a goalie. Phil scored more than 700 goals in his career. Not many people have done that. Has Ovechkin reached 700 yet? He was encroaching on it.
He's one away. Yeah, I think. I don't think he scored like in the last four or five games.
No. 78 for Phil.
I like wheat thins with cheese and fruit. But I think my favorite way of eating Wheat Thins is just right out of the box. One after the other.
That was a childhood dream of mine, to see Sandy Duncan in a crop top walking through a wheat field. And she was doing that here in 1981. But I have to give you some advice, Sandy. Stay away from the Ogilvy home perm. Go natural,
right,
please.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She's just like Barbara Mandrell. You can eat crackers in her bed anytime.
Sure.
As long as those crackers are from Nabisco. And I don't know if it's just Wheat Thins exclusively. Maybe she'll go with Triscuits. She might allow a Triscuit in bed.
Maybe.
So Sandy Duncan, 74. Peter Strauss, do you remember the miniseries Rich Man, Poor Man?
Oh, yes.
Boy, was that a big deal in the 70s. Here's a little theme song from that, Peter Strauss, one of the main guys on Rich Man, Poor Man. Strauss, can you give me a Strauss kind of in a German accent?
Peter Strauss.
Thank you. 73 today. Ivana Trump, mm-hmm. one of Donald Trump's ex-wives. How many does he have? Is it two or three? He was Ivana. Was he ever married to Marla Maples, or was that just a thing?
I thought they got married.
Okay,
but
I can't remember. She's 71.
Wish I had a heart of stone.
She's the Bailey of Bailey and the Boys.
Oh, sure.
So
this is a live version, as you can tell.
Yes.
So, Kathy Bailey.
Her
name is Kathy.
Was one of the boys, right? Yeah.
Why wouldn't he be? I'd hope he would. Unless
like
he had no musical talent.
Right.
She's 69 today. Charles Barkley, Sir Charles.
That's terrible.
He
talking about
that's
his,
terrible.
Talking about his golf swing.
No, he's talking about his waistline.
That's terrible.
No, he's a big man. He's 57. He played much bigger than he was. He was barely 6'4", 6'5".
Right.
But he would go inside against the big man of the NBA.
Ferocious rebounder.
Yeah, he played bigger than he actually was. He's 57.
Harry, would you like to diagram the sentence?
Well, you're the one with the chalk. Knock yourself out.
He was Harry. You remember Harry on the old, what was that, the Third Rock from the Sun show?
Oh,
do you remember
that? Yeah,
he was on there. He's a good guy. He's French Stewart. My favorite Charles Barkley joke was one time he was golfing, and he was up at the tee, and one of the commentators said, you know, they used to call him Sir Charles. Now they just call him Sir Circumference. Because he had put on a few pounds.
That's pretty good.
French Stewart, 55, supermodel, always lovely. She's got the mole thing working for her on her face, and it works for her. Cindy Crawford is 54. Stephon Marbury, 43 today.
Yeah, he wanted to be the man, didn't he?
We thought that we had it all. We thought we had our Stockton and Malone with him and KG, but he forced a trade. He's out of here, 43. The new Magnum.
TV theme time.
It is. This is from the new Magnum. Jay Hernandez is the new Thomas Magnum.
Ah. I watched a couple episodes. It was pretty good.
He doesn't have a mustache. And if you don't have a mustache, you're not Magnum. I'm sorry to say.
I would have to agree with that.
With, you know, Tom Selleck. So 42 for him. A modern music alert. Rihanna ripped off Soft Cell's Tainted Love here.
Oh, this definitely sounds like it.
You can hear it. So that's Rihanna. She's a big star, and she's 32.
Gone but not forgotten. Landscape photographer. He did tremendous work. Ansel Adams, born on this day in 1902. He was Lucy's boss there for many years, Gail Gordon.
And man, was he good.
He was good.
I've got to talk to you.
Oh, no. It's you, the scalper.
Mr. Mooney, I came to apologize.
Well, I was hoping you'd come here to hold us up. Then we could at least shoot it out.
He was funny as her boss.
He got exasperated from a time or two with Lucy. Gail Gordon was the actor there, born on this day, 1906. Remember fashion designer Gloria Vanderbilt? Ever have any of her line of clothing?
She's the Gloria Vanderbilt collection.
She's also the mother of television anchor Anderson Cooper, 1924. She was Miss Kitty, Amanda Blake.
You gonna buy that hat?
You like it?
Yeah, I like it fine.
You sure, really?
Well, I don't think he could do any better than that.
Well, Mr. Ross ordered it for me 6 months ago. Oops.
Oh. Those mails are really slow out here, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. This came on the Santa Fe, Matt, not by Pony Express.
Hmm?
I ordered the hat 6 months ago. It arrived 4 months ago, and I've been wearing it ever since.
Boy, Matt's not the most observant. How in the world is he a marshal if he can't even...
I know. He, you know, Miss Kitty got him a couple of times on hats like that.
So. How is he going to testify in some kind of a courtroom, in some kind of a trial, about somebody being at a crime when he can't even remember Miss Kitty's hat?
Right. Aren't you supposed
to... What hat you were wearing on a day of a crime? Come on.
You're supposed to pay a little more attention than that. Miss Kitty, she was Amanda Blake, and she was great. Born on this day, 1929. Jay Giles Band, Jay Giles himself.
He wasn't singing, that's Peter Wolf.
Right.
Who does the singing.
He was the band guitarist for the
Jay Giles Band. Jay Giles Band just sounds better than the Peter Wolf Band.
It really does. 1946, auto racer Scott Brayton, I think he was killed in a mishap on the track, 1959. And then Kurt Cobain.
You know what it smells like, Neil?
I don't know my Nirvana very well.
You need to brush up on it.
No.
Whatever teen spirit smells like, that's what this song is.
Ah. He was a bit troubled. Took his own life, sadly.
And now they're all
skilled.
Gone.
1967. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Okay, let's do the quiz. It's for the Deer and Turkey Classic Show. You know the dates of that. Neil's going to be broadcasting live from there March 13th, 14th, and 15th.
I'm there only on the 13th.
Right, you're on the Friday the 13th. Nothing's going to go wrong with your broadcast on Friday the 13th. You're not going to forget your microphone or a power supply or to turn up the treble. So the question here today, Neil, give us the phone number for the Waconia Ford Talk text and win line here while I come up with a question.
If you'd like to take a shot at those tickets by answering the quiz question correctly, call us 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. And yes, Scott Brayton was killed at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Wow. You actually did a fact check. You actually did something that you said you were going to do.
I know.
Sandy Duncan, 74, here today. What brand of cracker was she endorsing? And not the company that made the cracker, but the actual cracker.
Oh, the cracker.
Yes. Okay. Please name the cracker.
Now, you named two. Would you take either one?
No.
Oh, just the,
no,
the
I'll take only the one that she was endorsing.
Because we speculated about the other one.
We speculated on the other one. Okay, Sandy Duncan. I'm Sandy Duncan for 763-450-0100. Would you like to start your Bobathon No Repeat Workday with Waylon Jennings? I Ain't Living Long Like This, Dixie Chicks, Cowboy Take Me Away, or Alan Jackson, Country Boy?
Got to go Waylon, I would think.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KLCIO.